Wives of Brixham by Manella Bute Smedley. You see the gentle water, how silently it floats, how cautiously, how steadily it moves the sleepy boats, and all the little loops of pearl it strews along the sand steal out as leisurely as leaves when summer is at hand. But you know it can be angry and thunder from its rest when the stormy taunts of winter are flying at its breast. And if you'd like to listen and draw your chairs around, I'll tell you what it did one night when you were sleeping sound. The merry boats of Brixham go out to search the seas. A staunch and sturdy fleet are they, who love a swinging breeze. And before the woods of Devon and the silver cliffs of Wales, you may see, when summer evenings fall, the light upon their sails. But when the year grows darker and grey winds hunt the foam, they go back to little Brixham and ply their toils at home. And thus it chanced one winter's day, when a storm began to roar, that all the men were out at sea, and all the wives on shore. Then as the wind grew fiercer, and the women's cheeks grew white, it was fiercer in the twilight, and fiercest in the night. The strong clouds set themselves like ice, without a star to melt. The blackness of the darkness was something to be felt. The storm, like an assassin, went on its secret way, and struck 100 boats adrift to reel about the bay. They meet, they crash, God keep the men, God give a moment's light. There is nothing but the tumult, and the tempest, and the night. The men on shore were anxious, they grieved for what they knew. What do you think the women did? Love taught them what to do. Out spoke a wife, "We've beds at home, we'll burn them for a light. Give us the men and the bare ground, we want no more tonight." They took the grand dame's blanket, who shivered and bade them go. They took the baby's pillow, who could not say them no. And they heaped a great fire on the pier, and knew not all the while if they were heaping a bonfire or only a funeral pile. And fed with precious food, the flame shone bravely on the black, till a cry rang through the people, "A boat is coming back!" Staggering dimly through the fog, they see, and then they doubt. But when the first prow strikes the pier, cannot you hear them shout? Then all along the breadth of flame, dark figures shrieked and ran with, "Child, here comes your father!" or, "Wife, is this your man?" And faint feet touch the welcome shore, and stay a little while, and kisses drop from frozen lips, too tired to speak or smile. So one by one they struggled in, all that the sea would spare. We will not reckon through our tears the names that were not there. But some went home without a bed when all the tale was told, who were too cold with sorrow to know the night was cold. And this is what the men must do who work in wind and foam, and this is what the women bear who watch for them at home. So when you see a Brixham boat go out to face the gales, think of the love that travels like light upon the sails.